You know, I'm thinking about using a bus in mid-August. And as an Italian, even, I would say che schifo. Fa schifo. È uno schifo. Yeah.
Arms down, people. Arms down.
Postcards from Italy, episode 19, the pharmacy episode. In today's episode, Julie and Danny go to a pharmacy and try some samples. We also learn a disgusting term to describe something, disgusting.
Ciao, benvenuti a Postcards from Italy. Mi chiamo Elisa. I'm an Italian teacher from a small town in Emilia-Romagna, not too far from Bologna, and I'm delighted to host this podcast with my real-life student and friend, Aaron.
Come va?
Postcards from Italy is designed specifically with beginner and intermediate students in mind to increase their comfort level with conversational Italian, especially while traveling and trying to connect with native Italian speakers. Every episode starts with a dialogue that blends Italian and English as our characters travel through Italy. Then we move into a preview of the roundtable, in which Aaron and I have a lively chat in Italian and English about Italian idioms, grammar, vocabulary, and culture.
And to get the most out of it, visit postcardsfromitalypodcast.com for our bonus materials, like full transcripts of each dialogue and our roundtable lesson notes.
Remember, don't worry if you cannot understand much during your first listen. Just relax, sit back, and enjoy la dolce lingua. Ok, cominciamo. Ascoltate bene.
Last night was so fun, Mom. I didn't think I'd like a cooking class, but it was fun to meet so many new people.
Sì, è stata proprio una bella festa. And today, what shall we do? Shopping, museums, sightseeing?
After I finish this bombolone, I'm good with anything. But my lips are really chapped. Maybe we can buy some lip balm?
It's all that kissing with Luca.
Mom!
Sto scherzando. I'm joking. Sort of.
But look, see this green plus sign?
That means this is a farmacia, and I'll bet it's the one where Rossella works. Should we go in?
Sure.
Buongiorno, carissime. Ma come fate ad essere già in piedi con tutto il vino che abbiamo bevuto ieri sera?
Abbiamo imparato da Sam.
Yeah, Mom had a hard time waking up.
Danny, basta. Comunque, Rossella, Danny ha baciato troppi ragazzi italiani. E ha bisogno di lip balm? Come si dice?
Burro cacao.
Burro cacao. Burro cacao. Such a big word for something so small. Ma quale ci consigli?
Oh, look, Blistex. That's fine.
Ma Dani, tutti quei bei ragazzi non ti avranno mica attaccato l'herpes, o forse è lo stress del viaggio.
That was kind of fast. What did you say?
I thought maybe it was for the herpes.
No. Che schifo. Gross.
Beh, avete l'imbarazzo della scelta, ma vi suggerisco questo alla pappa reale e al propoli. È tutto naturale ed è molto buono.
How cute. It has little bees on the tube.
Certo, perché le api producono gli ingredienti principali di questo burro cacao. Sono animaletti fantastici.
Bees are fantastic little animals? Oh, I completely agree. Speaking of which, crema viso al polline di fiori e miele di acacia. Cos'è, Rossella? Sembra molto interessante.
È una crema per il viso dell'erbolario. They are an excellent brand with plant-based products. Questa crema è a base di miele, che è l'ideale per la pelle secca.
E vedo che hanno anche altri prodotti, vero?
Sì, ci sono creme corpo, trattamenti per il viso, per i capelli, sapone, profumi, preparati tutti con ingredienti naturali. Ti do qualche campioncino. I'll give you a few samples.
Wow, these will last me a whole year. Oh, I mean, us.
Grazie, Rossella. Sei troppo gentile.
Non c'è di che. A questo servono le amiche, no? Provateli e se vi piacciono, tornate prima di partire. Vi farò un bello sconto.
I may just have to buy another suitcase.
Vi serve altro?
Adesso che ci penso, hai qualcosa contro le punture di zanzare?
Ma certo, ho sia prodotti tradizionali che omeopatici, come questa crema alla calendula. È molto efficace contro il prurito.
This works against itching? What if I don't want to get bitten?
In quel caso, puoi usare questo stick repellente. È biologico e adatto anche alle pelli delicate.
Funziona anche contro i ragazzi italiani?
Wait, what did you say about ragazzi?
I asked Rossella if it works against Italian boys, too.
Mom!
But I'm afraid they're much more persistent than mosquitoes.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Postcards from Italy. Now, let's head over to my kitchen table to learn more about the idioms, grammar, and cultural lessons from today's show with my real-life student and friend, Erin.
Bentornati, carissimi amici di Postcards from Italy, al nostro episodio numero 19, intitolato In farmacia. Questo è quello in cui Julie e Danny vanno nella farmacia di Rossella per comprare un burro cacao, qualche crema idratante e uno stick contro le zanzare.
Welcome everybody to episode 19, In Farmacia. This is the one in which Julie and Danny go to Rossella's pharmacy to buy chapstick, some moisturizing cream, and mosquito repellent.
Esattamente, sì. E oggi abbiamo due modi di dire, il primo che schifo e tutte le variazioni che potete usare per esprimere il vostro disgusto è probabilmente il mio preferito. Il secondo invece è avere l'imbarazzo della scelta, vedremo cosa significa. Per l'angolo culturale parliamo di una delle mie aziende preferite che produce prodotti per la cura del corpo, si chiama L'Erbolario. E infine, per la sezione del vocabolario, vedremo insieme un glossario di prodotti per la cura del corpo.
So as you can tell, we have a lot planned for you today. We have two idioms. The first one is Elisa's favorite idiom, che schifo, and we'll learn all about its different variations. And then after that, avere l'imbarazzo della scelta, which means to be spoiled for choice. And in fact, we have so many variations on che schifo that you will actually be embarrassed for choice on how to say that's disgusting. In our cultural notes, we'll discuss L'Erbolario, which is an Italian company that creates plant-based body care and cosmetics. And last in our vocabulary section, Elisa will take us through a vocabulary list of beauty treatments and body care. But first, Elisa's son Ben, who you heard in episode 18, will tell us his favorite version of our first idiom.
Che schifo!
Cominciamo con il primo modo di dire. And I just want to say that this is so much my favorite that my husband, who's a scientific mind and is not so much into language learning, this is the first idiom that he ever learned 23 years ago when we met. So you can imagine how often I was using this. It was also, we also met during my first year in the US. So maybe I was just expressing disgust at many of the unusual food choices that sometimes are found on the shelves of an American supermarket.
Did he take you to Olive Garden?
See, well, no, he didn't, but some friends of ours did because I was Italian. So in honor of my country, they took me to Olive Garden. I was shocked to find out that it was not a real Italian restaurant. They did stuff where like my hair, I think 50% of my hair got white.
The sight
of chicken on pasta. But anyway, I probably said che schifo after that too. Okay, cominciamo. La nostra espressione di oggi, la prima, è che schifo. Poi avete le variazioni fa schifo e alla fine uno schifo. Vedremo per ognuna cosa significano esattamente. Quando Rossella accenna alla parola herpes, Julie e Danny, inorridite, esclamano
No, schifo! Gross!
Se siete mai stati in compagnia di un italiano, avete sicuramente già sentito questa espressione. Noi la usiamo quando troviamo qualcosa o qualcuno disgustoso, repellente e nauseante.
So our first idiom is che schifo and its variations. When Rossella mentions the word herpes or herpes, Julie and Danny both exclaim, no, no, che schifo. And if you've been around an Italian, you've certainly heard this exclamation before. Italians use it when they find something or someone disgusting, repelling, or gross. And what were those words? Can you say those three words again?
Sì, disgustoso, repellente, nauseante. Actually, gross you can also translate as schifoso because schifo has a range of grammatical uses. So it also comes in the form of an adjective, schifoso. Vediamo qualche esempio, un paio di esempi, con l'esclamazione che schifo in uso. Esempio numero uno dei nostri materiali. In America ho visto i ravioli in scatola di Chef Boyardee. Che schifo.
In America I saw ravioli in a can by Chef Boyardee. So gross.
This is actually an excerpt from my own life.
This is your memoirs.
Sì. Che schifo. Frase numero due. Il sacchetto della spazzatura si è rotto e mi è caduto tutto sui piedi. Che schifo.
The trash bag broke and everything fell on my feet. Disgusting.
Sì, so as you can see, use che schifo as an exclamation to say that something is gross, like so gross. Poi, al posto di che schifo, potete usare anche l'espressione fa schifo per dire che qualcosa è disgustoso.
You can also use the expression fa schifo to say that something is disgusting.
Sì, vediamo degli esempi. Esempio numero tre. Fa schifo quando parli con la bocca piena.
It's disgusting when you speak with your mouth open.
So, fa schifo.
Fa schifo. So, it makes a schifo. It makes it gross.
Yes, yeah, esattamente. Numero quattro. La carne di rana fa veramente schifo.
I agree with this. Frog meat is really disgusting.
Sì, I mean, I honestly drew from my own experience when I wrote these sentences.
Che schifo.
I can't help that. Numero 5. La vacanza in montagna ha fatto schifo. L'albergo era bruttissimo. Ha piovuto tutto il tempo e mi si è rotta la macchina durante il viaggio di ritorno.
The vacation in the mountains was disgusting. The hotel was awful. It rained the whole time and my car broke down during the trip back home.
Bravissima, Erin. So as you can see, in this second section where we use fa schifo, we do truly say that something makes gross. It grosses you out. Obviously, if the thing that grosses you out is a plural, for example, my little brothers, you would say I miei fratellini, plurale, fanno schifo. So you agree the verb fare with the subject of the sentence that's grossing you out. In example number five, we see fa schifo used in passato prossimo and we say ha fatto schifo. So you can use it at any tense for anything that grosses you out.
So, yeah, to be gross, it crosses all tenses. It happens singularly and in the plural.
It's a spiritual experience that knows no boundaries, present, past, and future.
Probably it would make gross. It could make gross.
Farebbe schifo.
Sì.
Faceva schifo.
Dovrebbe schifo.
Sì, dovrebbe fare schifo, certo. We have gross for all your tenses. Okay, continuiamo. È anche molto comune descrivere qualcosa come uno schifo per dire che è disgustoso, orribile o una seccatura.
Describing something as uno schifo is also very common to say that it's gross, awful, or it sucks. This has been written by a teenager, right?
I did.
Oh. Again, it's like che schifo, the Elisa story.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, as a European for the very first time coming here to the US, there were a few things that prompted me to think es schifo, but as an American visiting Europe and Italy for the first time, you may have just as many experiences where you would think es schifo. You know, I'm thinking about using a bus in mid-August, and as an Italian even, I would say che schifo, fa schifo, è uno schifo, yeah.
Arms down, people, arms down.
I would say showers and deodorant are the best idea. But
yeah, well, I mean, I've lived through having middle schoolers, so I don't know if it's the same.
Sì. Ok, vediamo gli esempi. Frase numero 6. Non mangiare il tiramisù nel nuovo ristorante in piazza. È uno schifo.
Don't eat tiramisù at the new restaurant in the piazza. It's gross.
And if it's gross, you may also catch food poisoning.
And uno schifo, that means it is a gross, right?
Yeah. So you could say that the tiramisu at the new restaurant in piazza fa schifo or è uno schifo. Either it makes gross or it is a gross. Either way is fine. It's still a gross tiramisu. Okay, ultima frase, numero 7. Il maglione che mi ha regalato la nonna per Natale è uno schifo.
The sweater that grandma gave me for Christmas is gross or awful. Aw, that's so sad.
Sì. So, you can see you can apply schifo to all aspects of your life. Continuiamo con il prossimo modo di dire. Avere l'imbarazzo della scelta. Quando Julie e Danny le chiedono di suggerirgli un buon burro cacao, Rossella dice questo.
Ciao, it's Elisa again. The rest of my conversation with Erin is available on our website. Visit postcardsfromitalypodcast.com for our exclusive bonus materials. You'll get access to everything from season one, including full transcripts for the episode, as well as translations, vocabulary lessons, and cultural tips from today's roundtable.
Our premium subscribers get one additional bonus not found anywhere else. Intermediate listeners will love the special intermezzo for each episode, a two-minute audio segment and three-question quiz exclusively in Italian to take your learning to the next level. This is only for our bonus material subscribers, so sign up today.
Postcards from Italy is a labor of love, connecting different cultures as we explore the dynamic nature of modern Italy through its language. Remember to follow us on Instagram and sign up for our emails to stay updated on webinars and classes. Thank you for listening. Non vedo l'ora di incontrarci di nuovo.